Hello and welcome to Mindfully Well with Gerard Terrell. As we did the episode yesterday, we'll continue on the old school way of doing things and go back to how we used to do it. So, welcome to Positive Vibes Daily. I am your host, Gerard Terrell. And today, we're going to talk about self-discipline. You don't need anyone's outside help to get done what you need to get done today. You do what you said you would, whether it was what you said to yourself or someone else, or even if you don't feel like it. To get a bigger understanding of self-discipline, we look at a couple of examples. For example, wake up on time. The ability to get yourself up before work, get properly dressed, fed, exercise, and out the door on time to get to work is a trait of self-discipline. That's a big deal right there. Sure, if you're late enough, you may get fired. So there is some outside push there, you know what I mean? But however, most people, it's simply self-discipline that gets them going each day. Act respectfully towards others. Everyone has thoughts to their head about people they meet during the day. That person who cuts you off, that person who was walking too slowly in the store, when you were in a hurry, with good self-discipline, you will still be respectful towards everyone regardless of your feelings, hunger, or mood at the time. Eat healthily. And that's one thing that if you guys have been listening or following me, know that I've lost over 100 pounds using the keto diet. It wasn't strict keto, but it worked for me. But there are so many things out there to eat that aren't good. A person who chooses to eat healthy 80 to 90% of the time is demonstrating excellent self-discipline by saying no today to short-term pleasure in exchange for being healthier for a long term. And then the last one, of course, we're going to do today is avoiding temptation. A truly self-disciplined person doesn't allow temptation to be a factor in their lives because they work to avoid it. If they're tempted for donuts, they're tempted for that Snickers bar you got to have, that Milky Way, that Butterfinger. If you're tempted for that caramel frappe in the morning, you know, they don't walk into the donut shop. They don't walk to a Starbucks, drive to a Starbucks drive-thru. They don't go to the convenience store, corner store to get that candy bar. You know, you just don't make those efforts because you're avoiding temptation. If they want to save money, they get it taken out of their paycheck. They're never tempted to spend it since they don't see it. So ultimately, do your best and work on the things that you need to do to avoid temptation. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate you. Catch me on the next one.